With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Researchers are looking at a new way to combat high cholesterol.
Scientists are testing an entirely new way to fight heart disease, whether gene editing might offer a one-time fix for high cholesterol. It's very early-stage research that has been tried on only a few people so far, but gene editing approaches being developed by two companies show hints that switching off certain genes could dramatically reduce artery-clogging cholesterol. Cardiovascular disease is the nation's and the world's leading killer. For now, more research is still needed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump told Israel's prime minister that the U.S. will continue its nuclear talks with Iran. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu for more than 2 hours, the president said it was a very good meeting, but nothing definitive was reached. He wrote online that he insisted that negotiations with Iran continue to see whether or not a deal can be consummated. Netanyahu has long pushed for stronger U.S. action toward the Iranian regime, including a call for an end to all uranium enrichment. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The Pentagon allowed U.S. Customs and Border Protection to use an anti-drone laser earlier this week, leading the Federal Aviation Administration to suddenly close the airspace over El Paso, Texas. That's according to two people familiar with the situation. The confusing arc of events began as the FAA announced it was shutting down all flight traffic Wednesday over the city on the U.S.-Mexico border for 10 days. That stranded some travelers, but the closure ended up only lasting a couple of hours. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 66 points. This is SRN News. The Religious Liberty Commission's being sued, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The complaint filed in federal court is that the commission set up by President Trump inside the Justice Department is biased toward Christianity. The plaintiffs include Muslim, Hindu, and interfaith groups. The Justice Department has released a statement saying the commission provides, quote, opportunities for Americans from all walks of life to share their testimonies, concerns, and recommendations to better support religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Christian school has launched a campaign it calls Learn Like Charlie. Hillsdale College is encouraging people to take the same free online courses that the late Charlie Kirk took and study the classics, the American founding, and the Bible. Hillsdale President Larry Arnn spoke at the memorial service last fall after Kirk was assassinated. He recalled telling the young political activists that a good education is worthwhile. This is SRN News. Casey Wasserman, the head of the L.A. Summer Games, will remain in charge after being mentioned in the Jeffrey Epstein files.
The board's executive committee met Wednesday to discuss his appearance in the newly released government files. The Justice Department documents show Wasserman exchanged flirtatious emails in 2003 with Ghislaine Maxwell. The board says he faces no accusations of wrongdoing. LA 28 says an outside legal firm helped conduct a review with Wasserman's full cooperation. The executive committee says his relationship with Epstein and Maxwell does not go beyond what is already public. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Melania Trump celebrated an early Valentine's Day with children receiving treatment for rare and serious diseases. On Wednesday, the First Lady visited the Children's Inn in Bethesda, Maryland. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.